6. Gwen, Martin, and Roy materialized outside the door to Britt's quarters. They were in a long hallway carved from immaculate, opaque white glass, with a floor of textured, non-slip white glass and walls lined with doors made of off-white glass for contrast.
"Eesh," Roy said. "I'm inside. It's the middle of the night, and I feel like I need sunglasses. Which Brit is this we're visiting again?"
It was a wise question to ask. Brit was unique in that there was more than one of her. If most people's lives form a straight line extending into the future, Brit's formed a loop. At this moment, past Brit and future Brit were sharing the same time and place, and they were doing so with all the grace of two siblings sharing the back seat on a long car trip. Brit the elder was Brit the younger's older self. She remembered everything that ever happened to Brit the younger and never let Brit the younger forget it. Brit the younger was Brit the elder's younger self. She resented having to share her existence and never let Brit the elder forget it. Gwen said,
"This is Brit the younger's place. She and Philip are close. She'll want to know if he's in trouble."
Neither Martin nor Roy needed to be told this. Philip and Brit the younger had been quite open about their relationship, and Brit had visited Ledchurch on more than one occasion. Really, Gwen made the statement not so much for their benefit as for her own. She wanted to reassure herself that they were doing the right thing. It was quite late at night. Brit would be asleep, and Gwen hated to wake her with bad news. Gwen had barely rung the doorbell when the door swung open. Brit's housekeeper, Nick, opened the door. He looked well, as slim and as tan as ever. Nick had been seriously injured a few years ago, but had made a full recovery, and now you'd never know anything had happened. Nick was wearing a baggy white nightshirt instead of his usual uniform, but he smiled and said,
"Ah, hello, come in. They've been expecting you."
Brit's main room was as Martin remembered it, sleek, beautiful, and free from clutter. Everything in the room, like almost everything in Atlantis, was made of molecularly pure, toughened glass, or for structural elements that needed the extra strength, diamond. One entire wall was a curved, seamless window with a view of the ocean outside. They were well below the surface, but at this time of night, the only fish visible were the ones that came close enough to reflect the light from the apartment. Brit the elder and Brit the younger sat on the couch, looking identical, yet completely dissimilar. Brit the elder looked as cool and crisp as fresh celery. She wore a simple white tunic and contrasting black slacks that matched the frames of her glasses. Her shoulder-length red hair was impeccably styled. Sitting next to her, Brit the younger had on a baggy sweatshirt, shorts, and a pair of oversized wool socks. Her shoulder-length red hair looked a mess, and her glasses were slightly askew. She clearly had just been pulled out of bed and was not happy about it. Gwen said,
We thought you'd be alone.
Yeah,
Brit the younger said.
So did I. I'd settled in to read myself to sleep, and then she showed up, saying I was about to have company, but she wouldn't tell me who or why.
Brit the elder patted the younger on the knee and said,
It was important that you be awake to receive our visitors. Gwen, Martin, always a pleasure. It's good to see you again too, Roy.
Roy said, I'm sorry, miss. I met the other Brit a couple of times, but I don't believe we've... Right.
Brit the elder said,
Mm-hmm. Anyway, please make yourselves comfortable. We have important news to discuss.
Brit the younger said,
This is my home. I'll play hostess, thanks.
Brit the elder said,
Of course, I'm sorry. It's just hard because this used to be my place, back when I was you. In fact, I still have this couch. It's an antique now, of course.
Nick entered from the next room with a dining room chair that, while beautiful, looked far less comfortable than the other two available chairs. Roy insisted on taking it, despite the fact that Nick had placed it closer to Gwen, and Gwen had already started to sit on it. Once everyone was comfortable, Brit the younger looked to Gwen and asked,
What's up?
Britt the elder said,
They're here to tell you that Philip has been abducted.
Britt the younger's eyes darted from Gwen's face to Martin's and back.
What? Is that true?
Yes,
Britt the elder said.
He and his friends Tyler, Jeff, and Gary.
Oh, and Jimmy, too. When?
Britt the younger asked, still looking to Gwen and Martin. Britt the elder said,
A little over an hour ago. That's right, isn't it?
Martin said, Yeah, a little over.
Who did this?
Britt the younger asked.
They don't know yet.
Britt the elder answered. Martin said,
We think maybe Jimmy?
But they don't know yet.
Britt the elder repeated. Britt the younger turned to glare at Britt the elder.
Yet? So you know who did it?
Yes.
Who?
Britt the elder rolled her eyes.
Dear, you know I can't tell you about the future. You need to experience it for yourself, the way I did.
But you were just telling me about the future just now. I was asking them questions, and you kept telling me how they were going to answer.
Britt the younger said, without ever unclenching her teeth.
No. See, they're here now. So by telling you what they were going to say, I wasn't telling you about the future. I was telling you about the present.
Britt the younger said,
Fine.
But it didn't sound like she meant it.
Philip's gone now. So who has him?
Britt the elder shook her head.
See, that's the problem. Philip's gone in the present, but you don't find out who took him until the future.
Britt the younger pointedly looked away from Britt the elder and back to Gwen.
Do you think Philip's in danger?
Britt the elder said,
Don't be silly, dear. Of course he's in danger. His file settings have been restored to their defaults. He's in grave danger.
Britt the younger closed her eyes, took a deep breath, then continued addressing Gwen.
Where is he? Do you know?
Britt the elder started to say something, but Britt the younger held up a finger and said,
Shh!
Britt the elder pursed her lips, but remained silent. Gwen said,
Their location parameters have been replaced with a call out to an external program that we haven't been able to access yet. We don't know where they are, and any time we try to make a change to their file, it doesn't take. The external program is preventing us from tampering with anyone in its system.
Britt the younger sat back and thought for a moment, then said,
So, what do we do?
Martin, Gwen, and Roy all looked at one another, but none of them spoke. Britt the elder raised a hand and said,
If I may?
Go ahead.
Britt the younger sighed. Britt the elder cleared her throat.
Gwen would like to research the problem. She suspects that in time we might find the external program and nullify it. Roy, on the other hand, feels very strongly that Philip and his friends are in danger right now, and that the best course is to reset all of your location settings to the call-out for the external program, so that you'll go wherever they are and can help them.
Roy said, Damn straight.
Then he quickly glanced at both Brits and Gwen and said,
Pardon my French, ladies.
Gwen said,
Your French is fine, Roy, but your idea sounds really dangerous.
Britt the younger said,
I agree. That's a terrible risk to take.
Roy explained,
Maybe, but so is sitting around studying the problem. Our buddies are being threatened. We have to act. Besides, whoever did this was expecting to only get the 5 people they took. They won't expect us. We'll have the advantage, especially if we still have our powers.
But the program, whatever it is, seems to reset wizards to their defaults, Gwen said. What makes you think you'll hold on to your powers?
Britt the elder said,
As I remember, Martin has an idea about that.
Roy smirked at Martin. Gwen glared at him. Martin said,
Well, I was thinking, what if I carried a copy of the Lead Church Shell program and the Atlantis interface running on my smartphone? I mean, it's not like running the file itself, but both of those programs modify the file through a simplified interface. So I figure if we're running them on a machine that we take with us, it should counteract whatever the other program is doing.
Roy slapped Martin on the back.
Good idea, kid.
Yes,
Britt the elder said.
It will be interesting for you to see if it works.
Britt the younger said,
Will? You said it will be interesting. I suppose that means that we're going, doesn't it?
Britt the Elder frowned.
I shouldn't have said that. I guess I've let the cat out of the bag. I might as well tell you. You'll try in vain to ferret out and neutralize this mysterious program, but after a day of intense effort and no progress, you will decide to try Roy's foolhardy idea. I'll send you on your way. While you are, wherever you're going, trying to save the three of them.
Five, Martin said. Five of them are gone. Britt the Elder smiled.
Sorry, my mistake. Anyway, while you're away, the plan is that I stay here and continue to try to get access to that external program.
That's the plan?
Britt the Younger asked.
Yes.
Tell me,
Britt the Younger asked,
if you happen to remember that you failed to get access to the external program anyway, will you even try?
Britt the Elder said,
I'm sorry, dear. That's a question about the future.
Roy said, one good thing. Because she's still here to tell us this, we know we make it back in one piece.
Britt the Elder said,
to be more precise, you know that I do.